Chapter 6, Section 6.13. William Butler Yeats. Exercise 1. Listen to a radio program about William Butler Yeats's life and complete the text.
William Butler Yeats was born in Dublin in 1865 into a middle-class, artistic family. His parents belonged to the Anglo-Irish Protestant minority. They moved to London when he was 2 and lived there for 14 years, so he grew up feeling as much Irish as British. The young Yeats spent the summer in Sligo, in the rural west of Ireland, with his mother's family. There he heard and noted down the old Celtic romances about the great heroes of the Celts. Yeats's passion for the Celtic past was linked to his quest for the mystical, which led him to explore the occult. He soon got involved in the nationalist cause and developed the idea of a distinctive Irish literature that would soon enable the Irish people to take pride in their cultural heritage. In 1889, he met the beautiful actress and patriot Maud Gonne in London and fell in love with her, but his love was not returned. In the 1890s, Yeats met Lady Gregory, an Irish nationalist and dramatist. Together they founded the Abbey Theatre in Dublin in 1899. In 1917, Yeats bought Tor Ballylee, a ruined medieval tower house near Coole Park in County Galway. This medieval tower took on a powerful symbolism in his work. In the same year, he married Georgie Hyde Lees, an Englishwoman 25 years younger who shared his interest in the occult. She began to indulge in automatic writing, supposedly dictated by mysterious communicators from the supernatural world. Yeats developed her writing into an elaborate system of ideas set out in A Vision, 1925. In 1922, he became a senator in the recently established Irish Free State. He was concerned with the education policy and spoke out on behalf of the Protestant minority in the divorce debate in the Doyle in 1925. Yeats's greatness as a poet received international recognition with the awarding of the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1923. He died in France in 1939 and his body was brought back and buried in County Sligo in 1948.